Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
We're studying James chapter 3, where James provides a fascinating description of true wisdom, smart living as opposed to dumb living. Most people in our culture, if they made a list of what makes someone smart, would come up with something very different from God's list. There's nothing in God's list about education, for example. The list starts with moral purity, and next is gentleness. And today we come to the third surprising component of smart living, submissiveness.
Next in the list is submissive. Your Bible might say compliant or open to reason or reasonable or accommodating. Those are all good translations of this word. That's what it means. In relationship to superiors, your authorities, this word refers to being obedient and compliant. If you have earthly wisdom, you're not going to be submissive. You're not going to be obedient. You'll be rebellious. If you have earthly wisdom, someone in authority sets a policy or gives a rule, your first impulse is always going to be to think, well, do I agree with that? Your very first reflex is to pass judgment on the wisdom of the policy or the rule and then make a determination about whether or not you're going to comply. And a lot of your supposed submissiveness, if you have earthly wisdom, is actually just grudging or obedience with a bad attitude, which really isn't submission at all. And people like that, who are like, they always have excuses, you know. Well, I don't submit to him because he's got this problem, and I don't submit to them because they got these his weaknesses, and I don't recognize his authority because he falls short here, and they can't seem to find anybody who measures up to the standards that they think that a leader should have, and so they don't submit to anybody. They're under nobody's authority. That is a man who does not trust God. Don't follow a man like that. Because he trusts himself, he doesn't trust God to lead him through his authorities. But wisdom that comes from God has a character that is compliant and obedient and submissive to authority, trusting God to lead him through his human authorities. And so, if you got true wisdom, your first impulse is going to just submit to the letter and the spirit of the law, if you can. So in relationship to superiors, true wisdom is compliant and submissive and obedient. In relationship to peers and one another, this word just comes out as being reasonable and open to persuasion. You listen to people. You're not bullheaded. You're not stubborn. It's not to say that you're, you know, so wishy-washy that you just change your mind every time somebody comes up with an argument. You're still strong in your beliefs, but you remain teachable and you listen to reason. There are some people that they just don't have that. They just have a reflex of debate. It's just an automatic reflex. As soon as you express some view different from their view, before you're even done speaking, they're already formulating a rebuttal. And they don't take your words to heart. They just want to win the debate. They're just thinking in terms of winning and you losing. And on the rare occasion where they might be persuaded, it's going to be because of their own study or some, you know, real respected authority that changed it, but it's certainly not your influence. Because if someone as lowly as you could persuade them, then that would put a dent in their pride. That's human wisdom. That's what earthly wisdom is like. But wisdom from God is the opposite of that. Wisdom from God will listen. And it doesn't matter if the argument's coming from a brand new believer or a little child or anybody, an enemy. If it's a sound argument, they'll give it a fair hearing. And they'll take it to heart. I just think of Nabal and David in 1 Samuel 25 is a great illustration of both sides of this, human wisdom and godly wisdom. David had made up his mind to kill Nabal, and Nabal was a fool. Nabal's wife, Abigail, tried to talk sense into Nabal. He wouldn't listen. Why? Because he had earthly wisdom. And so then Abigail went to David and tried to talk sense into him. And David was enraged. He was very mad. He had already made the decision to kill Nabal. He had all his 400 men and everything. But he listened to this woman. He listened. And she made a case for David. What you're doing is wrong. This would be wrong. She says that to him right in front of everybody. And David, this is a culture where women just don't advise men like David. Okay? In that culture, they were thought of very lowly. And yet, even though she's a woman, and even though she was the enemy, or the wife of his enemy, David listened to her. And he took her words to heart. And he realized, you know what? She's right. And he wasn't too proud to let him be persuaded right there in front of all his men by this woman. That's the kind of thing that this word is describing. Someone who will listen to reason. And again, Abraham Lincoln, I think, is a good example of this. Lincoln's a very strong man. You know that. He was definitely not wishy-washy or double-minded. And yet, he listened to dissenting views, even when those views weren't expressed in the best way, in the most humble way. There was one time when he made a decision about the war that he sent the written order to Stanton. And when Stanton read that order, he tore it up and called Lincoln an old fool. So that old fool knows we can't do this. And the people were shocked. They could go back to Lincoln and they say, he called you an old fool. And Lincoln said, Stanton called me an old fool? And then he's quiet for a minute. And he said, well, if Stanton said I'm an old fool, then I must be one because he's nearly always right. And Lincoln ended up listening to Stanton's argument and changed his order. Proverbs says that iron sharpens iron, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. But there are some people that when you go to sharpen them, it's like iron sharpening stainless steel. It just doesn't, nothing happens to the steel, the iron just gets all scratched up. Human wisdom actually takes pride in being stainless steel, unaffected by anybody, stronger than everyone around me. And they're too foolish to realize that as a result of them being stainless steel, they're a butter knife. They can't be sharpened. They're dull. Think of someone you know who they're strong, they know what they believe, they're not wishy-washy, and yet they're reasonable. They're open to listen. They take things to heart. And when you have some good argument, they can be persuaded. Even if you don't do a great job in the presentation of your argument, they'll still listen. Whoever you're thinking of right now, that's wisdom. Follow their example as they follow Christ.
What is your default attitude towards those in authority? When authorities come up with laws and practices you don't agree with, do your responses show a heart that trusts God to lead you through the authorities He's placed in your life? Or do your responses show you rely mostly on your own human wisdom? And what about the way you respond to the people around you? Are you iron or steel? How difficult is it for someone to sharpen you? Does it require a diamond bit? Or are you teachable by anyone? A good practice is to remind yourself that everyone you meet has something to teach you. They might be far behind you in their intellect or education or experience. They might be a lot younger than you. But everyone has something they know about that you don't know about and experiences they've had that you haven't had. As you go through the day today, give some conscious thought to being iron instead of steel. And everyone you see, say to yourself, I wonder what that person could teach me.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, get our free mobile app. Install the Church One app from the Play Store and select Food for Your Soul.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.